We're coming into our divine worth and value. So just imagine you place value on an object. You have something for sale and you hold it in high esteem. You hold it in high relevance. Now they're asking us to transfer that priceless object. I mean, it's just worth so much. You can't even put a price that would equal parting ways with it. And they're asking us to transfer that association to our own divine witness. In other words, to really come into the realization of our worthiness, of our grand display. In other words, that we're a priceless commodity, that what we are unwrapping, what we're unfolding, what we're coming into continuing sequence and alliance, what we're drawing upon, what we're holding of great value, what we've been working with and ministering to, is at last coming to the true realization of self. So as you will receive yourself in your full worthiness, in your full celebration, in your full due consideration, in your full establishment, in your full heavenly glow, in your full retrieval. They're saying like we're coming to the exact measure of faith. In other words, we're drawing upon ourselves the true realization of our I am presence and our I am performance value. So performance value is, it's off the charts. It's never been recorded. It's never been presented in with our physical eyes up into in extreme likeliness of our eternal devotion. So in other words, we're opening up into further sequencing, into further gaze of establishment, where we make all wrongs right. In other words, because we've been subjected to the administration of crime and punishment, the idea that something could be good or bad, and we've been judged accordingly. So in other words, enough of us have, we found ourselves many a time in the bad category, in the category of judgment placed upon ourselves, that we've offered ourselves that ritual to our own consent. In other words, we receive ourselves in our unlikeness, in other words, not in our truth. So this is what we're establishing, and this is what we're coming into in various degrees of promotion. In other words, we're consenting to our divine placement. So as we will receive our divine presence, as we will receive our divine orchestration, all becomes possible because we're attuning to our real self. Now, out of this attainment, out of this voltage, so voltage is that increased steadiness of accompaniment. In other words, we're agreeing to our light. We're agreeing to our love. We're stepping out in faith. We're going beyond the boundaries of constriction. So in other words, dualism, the idea of good, bad, right, wrong, where we're always self-prejudiced. In other words, we're holding this idea that ourselves or anyone else can possibly be out of alignment with love. Well, it appears that way in the previous station. In other words, we're dreaming duality. We're dreaming the projection of judgment. And so we walk around saying, yep, this one's out of alignment. But in truth, what we're doing is we're correcting our heavenly value. In other words, we're opening up heaven's gate. We're opening up to our truest consent. Where all is aglow, where all is already won, where all is already entitled, excuse me, where all is already subject to God's mercy. So in other words, as we receive the truth of ourselves, we pour this on to others, we offer this blessing, this wholeness, this new entitlement readily to others, but we can't perceive or offer or extend to another with unconditional love and satisfaction if we don't show up and report to our own roll call. So when our I am presence is sort of like calling our name, are we showing up as entitled? Are we showing up as ready? Are we extending our faith and belief? So as we will allow the chains that bind us to be no more, that means the old projection of fear, the old system of judgment, it's sort of like we're laying it down. We're laying it down. Now, believe it or not, what they're saying is we kind of feel that to be comfortable. So in other words, it's almost like if you're in prison and you know the routine, there's a comfort in that routine. You know what's expected of you. If all of a sudden you no longer have to abide by old sequencing, old rules, old values, it's a little bit of, they're saying hysteria. In other words, there's anxiety. There's anxiety because we have to step out into the unknown in faith because we haven't met ourselves yet. So just imagine you're leaving one dwelling place, you're moving to another, but you haven't arrived there and you haven't seen any pictures. So you don't really know where you're going, but you've been assured it's an increase. So they're reminding us to stumble not, to tread lightly, meaning to tread with our light, to walk with our light, to walk with our esteem value, to walk with our faith. So as we will hold this in dear value. So in dear value is, again, getting back to the beginning, remembering our value, remembering the truth of self. We are divinity in form. How could we not be priceless? So this is what we're attesting to. This is what we're relying on. This is what we're drawing on. And remembering when we seek higher guidance on whoever our master, like the masters that we favor, or the evidence of our own I Am presence, what we're indicating is the delight of true consent. In other words, we are authorizing our upliftment. We're authorizing our divine union. Because when you praise and hold anyone that you consider to be of awakened sequence in high esteem, what you're doing is you're praising your true self. So in truth, there is no separation between one and the other. They're all the same. So everything that you step upon, in other words, everything that you see in good light, they want us to bring it back to our own self and recognizing, because we're still dreaming, we still believe in duality, we like to call on masters separate from us because we feel like they have something to give that we don't. What they are mirrored reflections of our own master assessment. In other words, we're simply calling ourselves back. We're simply calling ourselves back home. We're simply self-regulating, releasing the old paradigm of good, bad, right, or wrong, and judging ourselves without mercy. So we're dropping that and moving into high esteem. So when we move into high esteem, we're relocating our due relevance. So in other words, again, remember these parallel lives that we're simply crossing over. So just imagine you walking and you're just walking another sidewalk and another sidewalk still, or swimming, they're laughing. They're saying, or just walking on water, perhaps. What we're doing is we're attesting to our loveliness. In other words, we're growing in our richness, we're growing in our responsiveness to our light. Because as we will provide, as we will honor, as we will relocate, all is asserted, meaning we move into parallel realities. So that's what's occurring. If you can remember, we're moving out of parallel realities daily. Like just depending on where our focus is. But what we're doing now is doing it with much more intensified structure. In other words, we're consciously agreeing to our light. We're consciously agreeing to our master presence. And so they want to emphasize this one more time. If you think of a master or two that you're particularly fond of, they're asking us to receive the awareness that what we're responding to is our own very essence. So as we will align with that, as we will receive that brushstroke agreement, it's like we sign our declaration of freedom, we sign our independence. So it's like the contract is signed. They're saying in permanent ink. And so that means if we go into fright, if we get scared, it's like we may bounce around, but that contract signed in permanent ink, we're ultimately going to adjust to our new tomorrow. So again, this is what we came here to do. This is why we took this incarnation of great significance, because they're saying like we're well traveled. In other words, we each have traveled the distance in times past. So we want to feel that sense of familiarity. In this incarnation, it may seem a bit new. We may be a little stuck in our story, in our past traumas or whatever, but that there's a higher aspect of self that's sort of like already gleaming with pride because we've already done this. We've done this multiple times. And so here we are again, seasoned travelers coming to Earth to establish victory, to establish a higher union, to establish grace, to help ones up the mountain. So we're simply self-adjusting to what it is that we've done time and time again. So feel like the sort of like natural resistance just sort of melting away. So normally it's sort of like going into the unknown, where exactly are you taking me? And then when we allow that full outstretched presence, in other words, our illuminated presence that is guiding us, we tune into that light, our light, and we soar. So in other words, we just step through these parallel timelines, these realities, very, very quickly, because it's sort of like, I'm getting the hang of this. I'm getting the hang of this. So allow yourself to be led in faith. Allow yourself to agree with your ongoing guidance. So that ongoing guidance is your illuminated self, your oversoul that's guiding you steadily, moment by moment. And again, helping you to release all of the false indoctrination. So all of the old beliefs you took on, the energies that you consume, because remember, we're clearing out family lineage, ancestral lines, all sorts of things. But that's the whole point. It's not about staying blocked. It's about clearing. And so this is what we do readily. In other words, we're seasoned travelers. This is something that we've done time and time again, and here we're doing it at last. So at last is the given moment. At last is the good record keeping. At last is where we sign on the dotted line. So it's sort of like, yeah, I'm signing up for my new residence. I'm signing up for my new engagement. So again, holding that light in good favor. So as we attend to it, as we align with it, as we hold it up for God's glory, we witness to who we recognize we are in truth. And with that, all of the like toss and tumble and stirrings and all this, it's sort of like it all comes to good order. Just imagine like buzzing in a room and then someone goes to the microphone and it's like, okay, we're about to begin. And the rumbling ceases and everyone kind of settles in and gets quiet. In essence, that's what each of our aspects of self are settling in, finding their right placement, getting quiet, opening up to the silence, opening up to their true self. So we're talking as if these other aspects of self are separate from us and not our true extension. But in truth, they've kind of taken on a life of their own. So it's sort of like I want to go forward, but then I have an unconscious block that seems to want to go backwards. So these are the parts that are waking up to the light and finding their correct responsiveness. In other words, coming back home, waking up from that unconscious existence where we consciously find everyone in an appropriate place. So allow that to occur on all levels, past, present, and future. Remember, we're calling all of our various selves to their Christ witness. And again, the Christ simply being the truth of self, the truth of our wholeness, the truth that never left our divinity, that is coming to seek accompaniment. In other words, coming to be established, helping us to move into our awakened heart on a permanent level. So that permanent level is being in form, but in an awakened state, and allowing that heart to guide, allowing that heart to lead, because that's where our old prejudice against self or others, it's just going to be administrated to. In other words, it's just going to come undone because we're awakening to our new sequencing. Allow that to take root. Allow that to be established. Receiving your divinity in wholeness. Receiving your divinity in wholeness. Because as you receive your divinity and you look upon another, you shatter false lenses. You shatter false lenses. You bring forth miraculous adjustments. So this is what we're all getting ready to do. To do it, we have to receive the truth of self. And then to be extended ever onward. Receive on all levels, in all expanses of time. When I just said that, I just saw timelines just being no more, because you're permitting your graduation. You're permitting the assistance to come upon you. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you, everyone.